movie.
Okay.
Actually, we do have it, and we're reading it. I just handed a note that my people are reading. I'm like President Bush.
You're presidential in that way.
Yeah, I have other people reading it.
And then well, listen, my publicist asked me to ask you if you would make an appearance at my book signing.
No.
Okay.
That's it.
Please.
Tell her. No,
wait a minute. What date is it?
You don't ask for nothing. Paulie, go ahead. You're on with Henry Hill.
What book? What are you talking about, book? You don't even know how to read a book, you mutt.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. What happened last year? You come to Vegas with that thing on your wrist? Oh, just in case the guy Paulie was going to show up, I got to put the thing on my wrist.
Paulie.
I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to do nothing.
Paulie, why don't you go back into the hallway and come out of that?
What happened, you half a fag? I was in the studio waiting for you, and you didn't show up.
You were nowhere.
Hey, Howard, wasn't I there?
You were there.
Exactly. What's the matter? Somebody should whack you out, stuff a Buster Chote in your mouth, and you know something? You and Frankie the Fag, instead of cleaning apartments on Leffert's Boulevard,
you know, you're a telephone tough guy. Show up in Vegas.
Show up in Vegas.
Show up in Vegas, Paulie.
You that day with the FMEs. What happened to you, you fag?
I was there. What are you talking about?
Talk about. You were on the phone. I couldn't make it in. I wasn't able.
Get
to
out of there.
I can't wait to watch Henry. I can't wait to watch Henry and Paulie by the pool.
Howard, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
If you were show
if up, you
be
up that time, I would have been there in a second. This guy would have showed up in a body cast.
Right.
What's the matter, Henry? Nothing to say, huh?
You know what? Take a walk. Show them Vegas.
Take a walk. That's how you did on Leffert's Boulevard. You ratted out on everybody and you took a walk.
I ratted your ass.
You ratted out and you took a walk. You half a fag.
25 years ago.
Hey, here's a stand-up guy, the guys that whack 10, 15, 20 people, helped you and gave you money and did everything for you.
Hey, by the way, here's a fact you didn't know about Henry Hill.
What?
Henry was circumcised in his 20s.
Really?
I think it was you or someone in your family, wasn't it, Paulie?
I would never be there because I wouldn't...
Paulie, wasn't it someone in your family, Paulie?
And if I was there, I'd be a stand-up guy, not a half a fag like you.
You know what?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I know a lot, exactly. And I know the one thing, you're a rat bastard.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, Paulie. Show up in Vegas, Paulie. Listen, I'm going to be in New York in June, so...
Howard, why don't you send me down here so I can be face-to-face with this guy finally?
Why don't you pick a...
Because you know something, I could walk right up to you and you'd never remember me because you're stoned on lewds and everything else from those
you
days.
You want to know something? You know me. I don't know you.
You won't even remember me from Leffert's Boulevard.
Yeah, get out of here. You know what?
Get out of here. Yeah, just like you did when you didn't show up in a studio.
Come on. I'll be in New York in June. Don't worry about it, Mr.
Yeah, I'm in New York
Mr.
in June. I'm here.
Hey, listen, go to my website. I'm not hard to find. I announce everywhere I go. Go to my website.
Ice pick in the back of your head.
Yeah. You're sick.
Yeah.
All right, Paulie.
Howard, send me down. If this guy's got the balls that he says, send me down to Vegas and let me be face to face with this guy.
All right,
pick
Paul.
Up your own tab and go to Vegas.
Anytime.
All right, thanks, Paulie.
Goodbye.
All right, that's Paulie and Henry Hill.
They should do an act together. They're really good.
Paulie calls me after the show sometimes, and he goes, all jokes aside, off the air, just tell me where he is so I can go beat the crap out of him, please.
he can go on my website and find out where I'm at every week, every other week where I appear.
Yeah, Henry says he's not afraid.
Yeah, you come into New York for a book signing or something?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Book signing.
Hey, listen, I got to make a living too, Howard.
Right, I hear you.
You know, I mean, it's an honest living.
I hear you.
I got another son to put through college.
Are you still married, Henry?
We're married, but we're separated.
Oh, my. Right. Another failed marriage.
Now, Henry's a tough guy to live with.
Yeah, I am tough to live with. No doubt about it.
That chick put up with a lot of crap.
What are you going to do now?
She did.
Yeah. She was a good woman. I'm surprised that...
She's a great woman.
She took it longer than I thought she could.
Yeah, you got to con some other woman into staying with you for a while.
No.
So, Henry, do you date? Are you dating right now?
Nah.
He's a character, man.
I'm actually trying to
What?
You know, I'm hanging in there. I still have a little hope left.
Hope for what? Oh, this relationship?
I don't know. I'm 61 years old. I'm going to start dating. What, are you kidding me?
Right.
Henry was once living with his first wife and his girlfriend at the same time.
I know. He was a player.
This guy's a player in his day.
What happened to that first wife?
She's doing well. She's in Florida. She's doing good.
Okay. Was she pissed when you started living with your girlfriend with her?
Well,
how'd you work that? That's kind of interesting. Did you put that in the book?
It wasn't. It's in the. I think that they mentioned it in a new book.
Mentioned it? That could be a whole book in itself.
that's a book in itself.
Like, what do you do? Like, all of a sudden you say to your wife, hey, I'm bringing my girlfriend home?
No, she's. My wife was in California and she surprised us. She come back, she came back early and she says, listen, stay here. You know, she told my girl. She's
probably like, you know what? You do them. I don't want to.
Oh, man.
So were you doing them both at the same time?
No. You know, I got so much guilt and remorse from those years, too. You know, Howard? I was a womanizer. I was a creep at that, time in my life.
You treated women like they were meaningless.
I did.
Like animals.
I thought that about it, but I'm not that person today.
What now I'm, you're soulful, thoughtful.
Oh, come on, Robin, knock it off.
What happened to your goma from the movie?
She died.
Oh.
She passed away, believe it or not, last year. Mm.
What'd you do to her?
Nothing, no. She died of Sloan Kettering of cancer.
Oh, passed wow. away of a fungo bat wound.
Before he could cancer, she died of
Linda.
Cancer.
Hey, Artie.
Wow.
Who'd you bet Saturday, Artie, in a big race?
He doesn't bet the horse.
You know what? I didn't have anything in a race, Henry.
You didn't?
You know what, Henry? You come to Vegas, I'll hang with you.
Okay, cool.
We'll play cards. I don't care.
Yeah, you can play cards.
Yeah.
As long as you don't bug anyone.
No, I don't bug them. They bug me when I'm down there. Everybody wants to take pictures.
You got money to play cards? You're going to be one of those dudes that stands behind us and tells us what to do?
I ain't got no money. I'm going to go there with $200 and win.
All right.
Nice.
We'll be over at the craps table.
Mm-hmm.
You going to be drinking in Vegas?
No, I can't drink, and I don't drink.
How about you want to bet Henry comes by the show loaded?
He'll have a glass of something with him.
Henry, how many times have you gone on a wagon?
Oh, Jesus. Thousand.
Yeah, I mean, like, what day are we up to this time with your sobriety?
Yeah, when's the last time you had a drink?
It's been a while.
Like, how long?
It's been a while.
Hasn't been a year.
No.
Has it been a month?
I don't even count the days anymore.
A month?
Yeah, it's longer than that. I had a little slip about a month and a half ago.
So 6 weeks.
Trust me, he'll be slipping in Vegas.
Henry's going to Henry's going to AA this afternoon for his 3-day chip.
It's better than going to GA. Do you go to GA, Artie?
I did. You know what? I did actually go to Gamblers Anonymous once.
Worked well.
I got a tip on a game.
Did they win?
No.
Did you bet the Henry, did you bet
the
Kentucky Derby?
No, but I would have bet that horse. And I was invited out to the track too, somebody had a box and they invited me out and I didn't go. I don't like to go to a racetrack. You know,
especially cuz you can't gamble it.
I can't. You know what I mean? First of all, the little bit of money I got, I ain't giving it to them people. You know what I mean? And that's what winds up with it.
Yeah, Belmont's fun if you can't drink or gamble.
Who are they going to let win the NBA title this year?
Who knows?
Is it wide open this year?
Who's going to win?
Is it fixed?
No, fixed. Only college is fixed.
College is fixed.
The NCAAs. You know what? I won money on the NCAA tournament.
You know, we talked about this before, but he fixed a bunch of college games, and him and the De Niro character used to sit in the front row of the game and watch a guy throw a ball into the stands because he didn't want to score.
Right.
You know, he would, like, go to shoot and miss the whole basket. They would laugh.
That's a good move to fix it and actually go to the game because it's more intimidating, you know?
Right. Well, they had a game.
Yeah, but when you're sitting in the Boston College section and you're rooting against them, it's not too cool. It's not too smart. It was so whacked out we didn't get...
Those kids were easy to intimidate, huh?
You want to know something? They shook us down, believe it or not. I mean, they knew
come
what
on.
Doing.
Yeah, right.
They made out better than you did.
The truth is that I wound three lives there, three young kids' lives. You know what I mean? And I got a lot of
Don't give me your remorse shtick. Just tell me how much fun it was. How easy was it to intimidate those college kids into doing what you wanted them to do?
Not too difficult. I mean, you know, they had their hands out, and the noses were open for the coke. I mean, they, you know, it wasn't too difficult.
Hands out, noses open.
And then you would, and then you would sit at the game and like intimidate them, right? Like just by sitting there.
Yeah, make sure they throw that game.
Jim made me go down. Yeah, you know, I was told to go down there.
Right.
You know, sit in the stands.
Another assignment.
It was.
Hey, Jamal, just you're going to miss this foul shot or what?
Just business.
Sit there with a big fungo
God.
Bat.
Right.
25 years ago, I was in the city, a big man.
You're a good person now.
Nah, you know.
Hey, Jerome, it looks like your elbow's hurting a little bit, huh? You wouldn't want to dribble it off your foot.
Howard, all I do is I try to be a grain of sand better today than I was yesterday.
There you go.
Just one grain of sand.
Now, did you go to a priest and confess all this stuff?
Oh, come on, Robin. You know, why are you picking on me, Robin?
No, I'm just asking. Did you go to a priest and confess all this stuff?
No, I didn't.
What is it, Gary?
No, it's just something with Anna Nicole.
Was she late?
No, she's on her way up, and, you know, she brought a camera crew, even though we told her not to bring it.
Oh, okay. All right, we're going to take a break. hey, Henry.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see you in Vegas. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyrone, I'm open. Pass it.
But wait
Listen,
a minute, Henry.
Howard, on the serious side, can I talk you a second off the air?
No.
Just a second.
No, you know what? Do me a favor. Don't go to Vegas. I don't want to talk off the air.
We didn't need to talk about off the air.
Yeah.
About the book signing.
I don't want to do a book signing, Henry.
No, you just show up. That's all.
Yeah.
No. He's not going
to
do that.
But what? You'll break my legs?
No, please.
No, I can't do it, Henry. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all. All right. No problem.
That's not my thing.
Okay. Well, so I'll see you in Vegas then. Huh?
All right, but you know, you don't have to go.
I'd like to go. It would be the first year I missed.
All right. I'll see you down in Vegas.
Okay.
Henry's not a bad dude. He just...
you know, we enjoy Henry, you know, but we understand who he is.
Just things can go wrong with Henry.
Yeah.
And also, you don't want to be standing too close to Henry in case somebody decides to take him out.
Come on.
That ricochet. Come on. That's very legitimate, man. Mob guys, I'm pissed at you. You.
Howard, it's 25 years
doesn't
ago,
matter,
Howard.
Man.
Those memories are long.
No, you know what? There's no one around, no one alive that has a beef with me.
Yeah, I can't wait to stand next to you at a book signing.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Or at a blackjack table and say, hit me.
Yeah. Yeah, Henry, you don't get it. For you, you know, we're regular people. We don't
want to live like that.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't want to be involved.
You're fighting the FCC, the government, all of those people, and you're worried about
no
one's after anymore.
The FCC's after me. Not because I went out and killed someone.
And they're not after him with a gun.
And they're acting like it. I mean,
No. That's a whole different thing.
It's not the same as
throwing... I know. I mean, it's a shame what they're doing to you, too.
It's not the same as throwing a guy in the trunk of a car and hitting him with a knife 50 times.
Right.
Henry, listen, I'll hang with you in Vegas.
I'm
three bad jokes away from hijacking a truck.
All right, Henry, thank you.
Thank you, Howard.
All right, bye-bye. That's Henry bye-bye. Hill, the man who created the Goodfellas movie.
Created it.
He created it.
He lived it.
He lived it.